अच्छा, तो इन पैराक्राइन एंड ऑटोक्राइन फैक्टर्स, देयर आर नंबर ऑफ फैक्टर्स विच कॉसेज रेगुलेशन ऑफ द मेलानोसाइट बाय कॉजिंग स्टिमुलेशन ऑफ देम एंड देन कॉजिंग हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन. सो फर्स्ट अमंग द लिस्ट इज़ द पोस्ट इन्फ्लामेटरी हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन कॉज्ड बाय द इम्यून इन्फ्लामेटरी मेडिएटर्स विच ऑल्सो कॉज द इन्फ्लामेशन एंड वेन दे एक्ट ऑन द मेलानोसाइट्स दे इंड्यूस दैम कॉज मेलानोजेनेसिस एंड हेंस इंड्यूस पिगमेंटेशन. So these include interleukin 1 alpha, interleukin 1 beta, interleukin 6 and TNF alpha. Among these, the interleukin 1 alpha, interleukin 1 beta, they does not only act on the melanocytes but they also produce from them. That's why they have both autocrine and paracrine features. There are some other inflammatory mediators as well which also acts on the melanocytes and stimulate them causing melanogenesis. These include eicosanoids, metabolites of the arachidonic acid. After this, there are prostaglandins which includes prostaglandin E2 and prostaglandin F2 alpha. Leukotrienes, which are leukotrienes C4 and D4, and thromboxanes are the main inducers of the tyrosinase. The basic fibroblast growth factor is the first paracrine factor for the human melanocyte, and it is exerts its effect by binding to the tyrosine kinase receptor, which is expressed on the human melanocytes. Okay, after that we have endothelines, which have paracrine effect on the melanocytes, and hence this cause the stimulation of the melanocytes, and they also have a protective role on the melanocytes.